Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Tuesday the 30th of June. The general synopsis at 1800, low 100 miles west of Shannon, 1008, expected Irish Sea, 1017 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s, southwesterly 3 to 5 at first in northwest Viking, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, variable 2 to 4 becoming southeast 3 to 5 for a time in Cromarty. Occasional rain, then showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. Dogger, southwest, backing south 3 or 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, west, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. German Bight, variable 2 to 4, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Humber, Thames, cyclonic, mainly southeast, 3 to 5, fair, then showers, perhaps thundery later in Humber, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in Humber. Dover, White, Portland, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth, southwest, veering northwest later 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers in northwest, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 to 6 in far southeast, otherwise northerly 5 to 7. Fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast. Fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southwesterly veering northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Occasional drizzle or showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Sole. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest, veering northwest later 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery in Irish Sea, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest veering northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, cyclonic becoming northwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southwesterly later in west Rockall. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery in Malin, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southwest later in Bailey. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. The weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic, south 3. Stornoway, south by west 3, 12 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 4, 12 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, east by south 2, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west by north 1, 8 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Lucas, south by west 2, 16 miles, 1022, steady. Boomer, southwest 2, 7 miles, 1023, now falling. Bridlington, calm, 1024, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 3, 11 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west 2, 1025, falling slowly. Jersey, northeast by north 2, 13 miles, 1026, now rising. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by west 3, 1026. Scilly automatic, south-southwest 3, 8 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south 3, 9 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by east 4, 14 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Valley, south by west 4, 9 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by west 3, 9 miles, 1024, now rising. Valencia, south 4, slight showers, 1.5 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south by west 4, recent rain, 6 miles, 1023, now rising. Malinhead, southeast by south 3, slight showers, 27 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Macrahanish automatic, south-southeast 2, slight rain, 14 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, an area of low pressure to the west of Ireland, will move steadily east and will lie over the British Isles on Tuesday, bringing rain and showers, though it will be generally drier towards the southeast. A second low will then approach the northwest on Wednesday, with strengthening winds and further rain later for western and northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 for a time near Rattray Head. Occasional rain, showers later, perhaps thundery later in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4 for a time, occasionally 5 for a time near Rattray Head. Rain or showers, thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or showers, thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable mainly southeast until later, 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, cyclonic becoming westerly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Showers later, perhaps thundery in north, good, occasionally moderate later. Northumberland to Southsea Bill, westerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later near Northumberland. Fair then showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Southsea Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest veering west or northwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering northwest later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, near Mull of Galloway, veering west or northwest later. Occasional rain, then showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south 3 to 5, veering west or southwest, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable, then northwest later 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 2 to 4. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time very shortly approaching 1 o'clock, that's it from BBC Radio 4 for tonight. We'll be handing you over to the World Service shortly. If you're staying up a bit longer, don't forget Radio 4 Extra, which continues through the night. Just getting underway over there is the first part of a dramatisation of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express from 1992, with a cast including Sean Phillips, Francesca Annis, Joss Ackland, Frank Windsor, Sylvia Sims and Desmond Llewellyn. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. when Alan Smith will be opening up the shop for Tuesday. We do hope you'll be able to join us at some point tomorrow, perhaps for our next new Once Upon a Time story, Kakapos by Joe Lloyd, at 10:45 tomorrow evening. Until tomorrow, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, about to head off home, and wish you a very peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The final vote count in Peru's presidential election has given victory to Keiko Fujimori. Her left-wing rival Roberto Sanchez has previously said he would not accept defeat, complaining of irregularities. James Reid has the details.
Keiko Fujimori's victory comes on her fourth attempt, 15 years after she first stood for president. She's following in the footsteps of her late father, the authoritarian leader Alberto Fujimori. He ruled Peru in the 1990s, defeating Maoist rebels and hyperinflation, but he was later convicted of crimes against humanity. Ms. Fujimori has promised a hardline approach to violent crime and deregulation to boost the economy. Her election is part of a shift to the right across South America. As Peru's ninth president in a decade, she faces a challenging task in governing a politically volatile and divided nation.
The US Supreme Court has backed state laws that allow mail-in ballots